Okay, Rabosei. Today's shiur is about the jaundice baby, the yellow baby. And I think, like, this issue in halacha, I think is like a fundamental issue of the how science and halacha either clash or don't clash. Right, how the interface between the two, and you'll see the various shitas and minakotze and lakotze here. So the Gemara in Shabbos on Kuf Lamed Aleph and Amud Aleph. Here, I'm sorry. He says, Amar Abaye Amali Aim. My mother said, Hayy Nuka de Sumo Takati Lo Imla Beidama. So if the child is red, the dam didn't seep in enough yet, so you wait. Literally, had the inle bedam of limolai. The yorok, but if he's yorok, like Rav Shecht always points out, yorok is like yellow. Esther, like Rav Shecht always says from the Gemara in Megillah, Esther yirak rokes haisa, which means that she had a pale complexion, like a yellowish complexion. Fakati lo nafal bedame. So in other words, he doesn't have a reddish complexion. It's pale. It's yellow. L'tachu ad enafel beidami. So you should wait to do the bris milah until the dam settles the way it should. And then you do the milah. So, and then the Gemara speaks about cases where Tanya Rav Nosson Pamachas Halachti Likoche Hayam Abosa Yishol Alfonosh Amol Abino Rishon Umeis. The first son they gave him meal, he died. Sheinu Umeis Shlishi Avisu Alfonosh Rishon Shu Odom. So he said, wait, Amati Lo Hamtini Ache Yivlo Bodomo Hamtino Lo Shivlo Bodomo. And then they did the Bris Mila and it was good. And then the same thing happened with a yellow baby. Pamachas alafte lemdinas kaputkia uvasa isha achas alfani shemola beno rishon umeis sheni umeis shlishi of yoso lefani reisiv shahu yorok. So he tzatzti bo v'lo isi bo dam bris amadi lo amtini lo atche yipol bo domo amtini lo umal also v'chaya. And then v'ayu kolim shemo nosan habadli al shemi. Right, so they date for the living.
If you want to understand the whole, there's no waiting 7 days.
Right, so the simple pshat is this is not the same sugya as Chalchot Sochama. Because Chalchot Sochama, we saw yesterday, you wait 7 days. Here it doesn't say waiting 7 days, or you could say maybe that's a given.
Yeah,
the simple pshat is not mashma that they write, or else we said, you have to wait 7 days.
And of course,
that I put in the next packet. So you look at Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says, you see, yesterday we saw the din of what. Of Chalzos Sochama of the 7 days. Here it says Katan Shehu Yorok Simen Shalo Nochel Bo Domo Vein Malinoso Aishishi Bo Bo Domo Yachzor Mareyu Kimare Shar Katanim. So the simple shot is you have to wait till he is no longer Yorok. And the Odom, okay. But it doesn't say anything about waiting 7 days. It's just one could say that that's a given. One could say no. So that's, I believe, I put that in the next packet. That machlokas achronu. Now, if you look at the Lashon Harambam. On page 4, he writes, Katan shenimtza b'shmini shlo yorok b'yoser. He adds a lashon yorok b'yoser. Ein malin asal yishipol bo domo. And so that's very intriguing, because we'll see, as pointed out, that the Shulchan Aruch didn't use that phrase. A lot of times the Shulchan Aruch copies verbatim the Lashon HaRambam. Here he didn't say, he takes out the word b'yoser. He doesn't use the word b'yoser. Yeah.
Even though at the end of this halacha, it does say,
right.
So
it
is not for that error on the side of caution.
Caution, and you know, don't say, "Well, he's not."
He's good.
He's good. Yeah.
And also, he is assuming this is a sakonos nifal.
Right.
So, or it would be in that same story.
Right, so then it will.
Calling
yeah.
it, calling it.
So. Right. But it's pointed out. Yeah, look in the Chachmas Adam. Our good friend, the Chachmas Adam, on page 5. Look what he writes. Katnu shu yark bioser. And then in parentheses, Kachkos of Arambam, Vasmag, Verben Yeruchim, Veloyadati Lama Hishmito Bishulchan Aruch. He's the one who Rabbi Talmud will say he's a Shemitah because wants you to err on the side of caution. Okay. Right, you have to be very careful, right, because Sir Zai B'Dvar Meibu Harbe. Okay. Right. Okay. Now,
Rama called him a cholah, so I guess he went to seven.
Yeah. So let me tell you, the Metzius today is there are two schools of thought. There's some moilim of prominent who are mal children today, even when they're still yellow. Even when they're still young. There's some Moalim that will not bemoal a child until he's completely white. Completely, and that's a big difference. Whereas Dr. Horowitz from Queens, the pediatrician, Dr. David Horowitz from Kew Garden Hills, told me that a lot of Moalim feel that even though the bilirubin is still higher than the norm, but since it's on its way down, that they'll maul the child. Since it's on the way down, they'll maul the child. And others... In the Hasidic Shevelt, Eish Lahava, that until it's totally normal, they're not gonna maul the child, and this is like a big thing. And Dr. Horowitz even told me he was present at a bris. Where Moshe Feinstein, he was there when Moshe Feinstein, and he's a doctor, so he knows what these things look like. He's a pediatrician. And Moshe was the sandik, and the baby was clearly yellow. The baby was clearly yellow. I could say Moshe didn't see the baby, I don't know. But it was clearly yellow. And he was mal. So I'd like to get to the core of this machloikis. In fact, I'll just show you the Kol Kore. There's a famous Kol Kore. You have to know about the Bris Mila Kol Kores. Not only the Erev Kol Kores and other Kol Kores, but so on page 12.
I don't understand. How could you? How could the roof going down? But the thing is yellow.
Okay, so.
Gemara,
okay, so give me a chance to. On page 12. Modav Azhar al-Moyalim. And this is basically signed by all Hasidic, except for Rabbi Victor Miller. I don't know how he got involved in, you know. So, you know, these Kolkhoris, sometimes you have to wonder, you know, sometimes they put in names that, you know, I'm not saying this is not authentic, but, you know, this is the Baba Vareba and the Pupa Dayan, you know, basically in the Deborah Tzinarov, all from the Ungarish Welt. He says, "Hayoski Rabim Sholim b'Med Shchiach b'Zmanenu Yolodim Shem Yerukim Gel Kite Farbei." They have, oh, look who's here. Page 12. The Kol Kori came in time for the Kol Kori. On page 12, the children are yellow. V'Harbei Rofim Omrim Sheicholim Lamulam B'Znamanam B'Yom Hashmini. And the Molim saying that they're still yellow, but they're okay. Because the doctors say that. Alkein amarnu lodiya shal pi halacha ein lismoch b'zel arofim. So this is what this Kol Kori, this is printed in the Sefer Zocher Habris. This Kol Kori from Tufshin Lamed Zayin. Ein lismoch b'zel arofim. Falacha b'suki b'shulchan arach. Faposkim sh'osa lomu kinok shehu yorok. V'inei al pi halacha yesh chilok. Right? That's the din of 7 days. And then the other thing is just the choli that's not choli chol haguf, then you just wait till that goes away, and then you do the mila right away. Right? In other words, those are the two dinim. If you're a choyle kol gufo, then you have to wait the Zion days. If it's just a mechesh, then you wait. Ulefi ma shechakarnu mirofim mumchim. Bano lidei hachlata lipsoch halacha l'migdar milsa. This is what our psak is. Shimu yorak biyosa shirokos hegiya ad le'erach asara paint Billy Rubin test 10 kol shekein yoser 10 or more, the Billy Rubin. Yeah.
That's pretty high.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's called Chola Chola Guf. In other words, he's saying 10 to get the status of Chola Chola Guf. V'tzarech l'hamtin zayin me'es le'es me'es shesar hayakus l'gamrei at she'enu nikar klal. V'al pirog shehu l'mata me'chamisha, but if it's under 5, this Dr. Horowitz was telling me that the you know, the Hasidish or the Hungarians, under 5, then it's Einu Nikar. Al Kein Tzorach Lachshov Hazayin Me'es La'es Mishosha Einu Nikar Hayakar. So in other words, so if it started 10 or above, so then it has to go down totally, he holds, and then you can first wait 7 days. V'gam yigia test l'chol apochus l'mata. So once it's l'mata from 5, then that's called totally cured, and then you could count the 7. Avam einu yorok b'yoser, but if it never got to 10, Einurak b'chlal mechush, then it's only mechush. Ve'ein tzarech l'hamtin zayin yomim lavroso. That's the psak. Ach tzarech l'hamtin ashet yagiel l'mata mechamisha point v'gam shalu yei nikar. But then it has to be lower than 5 and it shouldn't be nikar. And then they end off the kol korei. V'yesh gedolim shechoshishim shimolu tinok yorok tzorech achakach hatofes dambris kedinimol toch shmona. Now, as Dr. Horowitz pointed out, this is not the medical view, the chlal. As Dr. Horowitz pointed out, the medical view is that once it's, as long as it's not too high, but once it's on its way down, then you could even do the Mila. So this is the opposite. Those they're saying that it was above 10, even though it's the way down, for sure you can't do the Mila, and you have to then wait till it gets below 5 to first wait 7 days. And the counter Shita is no, that this is fine. I want to explain it to you more in a second, but I'm just giving you some of the... Well, I'll explain in a second. Give me a second. And if you take a look, I just want to give you an impression here. From Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach. Yeah, take a look on page 18. But I'm doing it in a certain order, so I want you to just to give you some outline and then show you some details and then we'll work it all out. Page 18, the Nishmas Avram. Listen to this. Umaisach Shahaya. See on the right side of page 18? Umaisach Shahaya Betinuk Sharomas Abili Rubin Shalogia Le 19. 19 Biyom HaShlishi L'Leidoso. So this is L'Mahajin, you know. U'Voyom HaChamishi Yorda L'13 U'Posak Moreinu V'Rabbeinu Zatzal. I believe that's Rosh Shlomo Zalman who we quoted in the previous paragraph. Shemuto L'Mulo B'Zmano. And Rosh Shlomo Zalman Paskin Mila B'Shmona L'Lo Tzorach L'Chakos Shiva Yomim. Even though he's still what? He's still above 10 at the bris. The shuv meisah shaya betina tzov shamol siriv larochas abris. The mol didn't want to do it. V'sholos Rav Shlomo Zalman shabiki sharofa yivdach haseyov yachlein emu barim kein efshal amulo v'chein haya kol zeh shamati bivno hagon Rav Baruch Orba. Anybody involved in Ben? Yeah. What? Feria, yeah. Also, Rav Shabbatah is a Tiyah Ramali, Shladaita, Yamashai. Okay, so this works, this Rav Shlomo Zalman is similar to what Dr. Horowitz was saying. Now, so let me explain it to you more. So I think the best way to start is with Rabbi Bleich. You know, usually in my packets, I don't put English in the packets. Sometimes I do for certain things, but because the English is usually... But I always say Rav Bleich's English articles have the status of Hebrew articles. So Rabbi Bleich on page 7, and once you read that, and then I'll explain to you more, he says like this. This is printed in Contemporary Halachic Problems, Volume 2, by Rabbi Bleich. So this is what he says. He says, jaundice, I'm reading from Rabbi Bleich, quite commonly appears in newborn infants between the second and fifth day following birth. Jaundice, a yellow discoloration of tissue and body fluids, is caused by the presence of bilirubin, a pigment produced primarily by the breakdown of hemoglobin. So he says like this. Normally, hemoglobin released from sensitive red blood cells is converted into bilirubin, right? So the red blood cells convert to bilirubin, which is then conjugated, transformed by liver enzymes into a water-soluble form and excreted in the urine. So that's the process. The hemoglobin converted into bilirubin, and then the bilirubin, the liver excretes into the urine. So during the first days of life, conjugation of bilirubin is limited because of the hepatic immaturity. In other words, the liver is not mature enough, causing delayed development of the enzymes system required for conversion of bilirubin. In other words, the bilirubin has to be converted by the liver, but the liver is not mature yet. He's not mature yet. So Mela, that's why the Billy Reuben is not being converted to deposit in the urine, and that's why the yellow remains yellow. The result is physiological jaundice of the newborn, which is clinically evidenced by marked yellowness of the skin and eyes. But subsequent to the first week of life, the liver is usually able to conjugate larger amounts of bilirubin, and the jaundice disappears without ill effect. So basically, what some are saying is like this, that this is not necessarily viewed as a holy. In other words, this is just the growth of the child, the maturity of his body, of his liver. So that's not a... In other words, once it gets, like Dr. Harwood said, to a big, you know, a very high number, and it's not going down, so then that is... there's a problem. That's not... But this is the normal... But it doesn't necessarily happen by every... But it's not considered... But then you could say no, that this is also called, as Rabbi Tuchman will say to me, you know, Bizman Chazal, they didn't know from this thing, they just looked at the baby, you know, and say if it's yellow, it's not yellow. In other words, basically, he's saying is that there are two dinim in yellow. There's one is because of physiological jaundice, that's not a machla, that's just a... the mahalach of the giddel of the child. So this is basically, now you can look on page 17 and then you understand what he's going to say.
That's not normal.
Right.
Meaning you also maybe want to see to make sure that the mahalach is going to...
Right. So that's what Dr. R was saying, that once you see that it went down...
It's on the way.
So you see that this is wasn't because he was sick. It was just because it wasn't developed. So now he's getting a day older, every day he's... So that case with Shlomo Zalman, it started on 19 to 13. So look on page 17 now, Nishmas Avram. And that was the previous verse of Nishmas Avram. Bizmanenu yesh haskama shel mumchim ba'aretz uba'olam. Shebiyelet shehu bari v'chol hatzava shelo novas rak mitalech physiologic, right? Physiological jaundice. Ain etzem hatzahevis mahavis shum sakana, or filu so similis lemachla. Lachain ain hu shona mitinuch she'ain lo tzahevis. In other words, maybe this is not called, but that's a chiddush. So, shamati me Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef Shalom al Yosef. She'ain lozuz mimash yakovu chazal. Rav al Yosef didn't buy this. I mean, he understood that, but he says that's not going to change the halacha. And that's what these Hungarians are, even though Rabbanim were saying that Chazal say yellow, you shouldn't mal yellow, so you don't mal yellow.
Yeah, they also were very scientific in what they called yellow. They weren't doing the color test.
Chol atzahevis shalom novas rach mital. So that's what Rav Yashar says. She'ein malim yelud yorok, she'ein lismuch al das harefuah, she'ein kan shum sakana. That was Rav Yashar's approach. But then he writes, "Ach muuchah yosek hosav liagon of Shlomo Zalman Orbach, she tochen loma shechazal v'shulchanor dibru rak al yorok shelo nofel bo domo, shesham otzol amul kol zman shatinok tzohov." That maybe the Shulchan Aruch is talking about the Lomi Sug, it's not talking about a physiological jaundice. Lomi Sug Zesha Allah Meduber Khan, Shayla Tuna Kol Makhlo, Kena Shal Das Kol Arofim, Ein Kol Sakana Lamulo, Afiluk Shahutsov Mamish the Canal, Efsha Shamuto Lamul Tino Kaze Gam Shahutsov. So this is not called, modern science doesn't consider this to be a chola. This is just, and then, you see, when he first quotes it, he says, Epsher, Epsher. But then he writes, Maisa Rav, Maisa Shahaya, And that's how he... So it's interesting that you go meet Kotze la Kotze. But these Rabbanim are saying, what we saw in the Kol Kore, above 10 is a Chola, and then you have to wait till it goes below 5, and then first wait 7 days, and the other Tzar is, no, it's not even Chola, all Mal Mishmona. So it's Mal Mishmona Kotze la Kotze.
What did he say there?
Sometimes
he said that Chazal
were
talking about what?
They were talking about a chol. Well, we have that by the end. He says, like you always say, at the onions, if you're playing blood or something.
So there are some babies that were yellow that were, there are some that are not, so the Google Nash was the problem, now that we've matched the same, we have another way of identifying which. You could go down that approach, that once they made a zero, the zero, because in practice, so it's interesting, the Mitzitza people, I'm sure everyone who signed on this call,
Mitzitza v'peh, so right, even though the other way, because the people who are making the Lulu room, I don't know, they necessarily, but to me this machloket is just more fundamental than the Mitzitza v'peh machloket, because Mitzitza v'peh is not in the Gemara, it's not in the Gemara, Rav Yaakov HaGozer. Mitzitza v'peh is not in the Gemara. Here this is a din in the Gemara, and now we're saying, maybe this din in the Gemara only meant when it was a machloa, but maybe they didn't know, maybe in the time, then it gets the discussion about could there be lack of knowledge, this becomes the Slifkin debate, I don't want to, this becomes like very and that's why this is like a very...
This is not the same phenomenon on other things, it has nothing to do with the signs, per se. Do we change them in Hagam of the Minhalbe that we've done for Doros? And Hungarians would not change them in Hagam, no matter what.
It goes also the other way, it doesn't necessarily have to be Doros.
Right. That's the exact case. That's the shaila about killing lice. The Pachet Yitzchak of Lombrock, not the Chaim Berlin Pachet Yitzchak, but the old Pachet Yitzchak. Discusses the, like Rav Schechter pointed out from the Pachet Yitzchak, whether Chazal maybe didn't know all the scientific facts about what's part of a Rava, things like that, and.
This is, but even by the other halachas, this is nothing to the Chazal, the Mat did not have Chazal because they did not have it in Europe.
So it's interesting that Dr. Horowitz told me about Rabbi J. Horowitz, someone else, a different person, told me that he knew of a case that. That the baby had a very high bilirubin, they even had to do transfusion. But then it went down, and they were ready, and then I think they counted the set, and they were ready to do the bris, and then they went to Rav Bick, I think, the night before the bris. And Rav Bick said, no, you can't do the bris. But he said, it's already the bilirubin, they do the bris. So Rav Bick said, no, since he was a choli, this was a choli, needed transfusion, so until it... If mamish goes to below whatever, I don't know what Rabbik is, then you first count the seven.
But that's not the same case.
Right, yeah, no, I'm saying, his case was a case where was a real chol. I mean, if you need a transfusion, that obviously is...
At what point do they see it's the kids? That is it after a day, 2 days? When can they tell if there's a problem, that it's not...
You mean when could they see that it's?
It's going down, but by day 8, by the day of the bris, because if it didn't go
right, but then you mean
there's
going to
be before leaving the hospital.
Yeah.
He's not going to be leaving the hospital with a bilirubin of 13 or 17.
Right. Yeah.
Even
right.
though he said he did the meal on the 13th.
Yeah.
That could have been.
That was on day 5.
And nobody's going to argue with Marshall.
Nobody
was arguing with Marshall.
But Rabbi Yashiv felt the other way, you know. So, right.
You have any non-Hungarian or American Rabbanim in the Paskit?
Yeah, I don't know how he got in there. Yeah, I don't know how he. Yeah, he's your friend. You like Rabbi Victor Miller. He's your
I'm
mate.
Just curious.
Then I have another sefer here. He says something different from in the end here on page 26. Mishnas Tavshin Namal Kosev Nishmas Avram Hashem Agun Rashul Mazal Mishnogim Shim He gets a Heves La 12 Nefshav La Choyla Umtina Achayir La Matami 12 He gets 18 Nefshav La Chola Kol Gufo That's against then he says Mishnas That was Tavshin Namal Then he said but Mishnas Tavshin Hey He says I guess maybe at that point the science was more in his mind at least, more conclusive that it was even 19 that he allowed if it went down to 13 by day 8.
There's also
an
issue with day
8.
You know, there'll be a little more vagueness.
If you'll still get in day 8.
Yeah.
If you blew day 8 anyway. So it's just it's a fascinating question of, you know, like I think Rabbi Bleich wrote in one place in the article that, but you know, the other counter argument would be then who knows, you know, science could, it could be something that scientists would, you know, say sometime later that they have a different view, that's why there was an opinion that no, let's just stick with Chazal. But as Dr. Horowitz said, there's a very big difference in when the bris is going to be. A huge difference of which I told you there was a, again I'm purposely leaving out names and everything but a certain big Tom Clockham in Brooklyn who does takes the stomach next to the hand and sees if it's the same and then he won't do a yellow he said one time after somehow he did want some bris and it was a little bit yellow and out of yom hazeh he feels like
my grandson
what was your grandson what happened what did he have
29 he never saw the literature number there
29 so that was a
full they waited until the week after the doctor said it was okay now, I don't know what point
Oh, yeah.
The doctor said, okay.
Right. The question is, maybe Rav Vick would have said even more. Okay, once it had 29, in other words, that would be the question. What number did they use? Because that was the cool story that Rabbi Har was saying, that like they would buy Rav Vick, like 12 o'clock at night, handling with Rabbik, and Rabbik wouldn't let them do the bris because he felt that you have to wait till Achiyavri. Achiyavri doesn't mean until it's that you could do a bris meal. It means until once you got the status of Chola, then you got to get the. But if you never got that status, then that's a different thing. Maybe.
Do you remember a big health style that maybe?
Yeah, so I don't know. I had a family mishpacha. I'm from a big mishpacha from my wife, and there was a family simcha, and I could have had it, but it wasn't okay. But Rab Zev Zion said to me that Rab Bick was a person that people, just like people used to bring the babies to him. And I don't know how many people today bring babies to Rabbanim, because like Rabbi Zev Zion said to me, like Rabbanim ask him shilas. You know, because he, like Rav Bick was a Rav that a Moyel would ask a child to. But today, the Rabbanim are not, don't know as much as the Moyel in about these inyanim. So the Rav, you know, so that's the problem. But Rav Bick, the Moyel goes to him, and you know, that's not fakert. But today, you know, there are some Rabbanim that, whatever, Ravelsky was a Moyel, and...
What did he
want us? I, you know, I... If he would be alive today, after I learned these inyanim well, I would have asked him. The last time I spoke to him about a different inyan. Not this inyan. Okay.
There's no makoma of what
he did write anything about this? It's like coming out of his alley.
Yeah, you have to see. You have to look in Shulchan Halevi if there's any... Oh, now I'm going to get back to you from yesterday, Ari Tachman. Page 15. A little Mesoras Moshes. Mesoras Moshe is the diary of Rabbi Mordechai Tendler. Rabbi Mordechai Tendler was Rabbi Moshe for how many years? 15 years or something, I don't know what it was. And he wrote down every single thing that happened. So it's good, I enjoyed it very much. I enjoyed very much the Sefer. They came out with 2 volumes. I'm sure they can come out with 22 volumes. But so far, only 2 volumes. I eat it all up. I eat it all up. So, first on page 15, Reish Mem Beis, first arrow. Rabbeinu Yehoshua Eze Tshuva, Shekam Avreichim Mikol Echad, Shebo Rotsu Lahatir, Keneged Kabbalah Samolim, Lomul Rova Tinoka Sheishlem Tzas Sahovas. So he says, someone wanted to write a kuntras that we could be mal... Even though Dr. Horowitz actually saw Rav Moshe being sandik, okay, I don't know how to put everything together. But sheyesh lismach alarofim v'lo skim rabbein. He wasn't maskim to give brisin to yellow babies. And then he says, v'socha rosh ha-kotsu she-maltinat musukon ha-viki ilu osami l'toch zmano, that we saw yesterday. V'omar rabbeinu ze-shtus mamish. V'tamu ma'ashem muska zeh b'shem ha'orch laner. That was yesterday. Taloi mal havi. That's what you said. I told you. Your neighbor said this. You were mechavin, Rabbi Tachman. Taloi mal havi gloi shalhoya musukin kolkach. Okay, so it's hard to say. I mean, this is mashma that Rav Moshe, you know. And then he writes the same thing like Rav Bick here on page 15 with Reish Mem Gimel, second arrow, go further down, Aval. Aval b'chol ofen hidyush Rabbeinu, im dochu mila machma she'atinak tzohov, ha'yzeish l'chakos ad she'lagamri eino tzohov, she'inisrape l'gamri. Me'achin she'dochu mila zeh, mishum she'achlitu she'alatinak mincholi, ha'yzeish l'chakos ad she'inisrape l'gamri, afil im zayin. And then he says, even he thinks even afilim zayinyonim lo mechakim. I don't know whether Rabbi said that in that case. Once you push it off 8, like Rabbi Alter just said, once you push it off 8, then at least wait till it gets totally better. I don't know if that's necessarily what. But again, if you work in the you know the Rav Shlomo Zalman arena, like Dr. Horowitz was saying, so then once it's on its way down, it was okay anyway. Then there was another thing I said yesterday. I told you I was going to show you inside today on page 16. Second arrow, Reish Mem Vav. He quotes from his uncle, Rav David Feinstein. The Dodi Hagrad, Shaul. In other words, Rav David was asking Rav Moshe, "Echlin hog bebriso shaltina k'sherechshe normal haikachal olinsho." There was a page 16. He had trouble breathing when he was born, the child. Vuzu lito no chamson. They had to give him oxygen. For afei omer shezelo klum. Shezelo kore lefamim. No big deal. You know, it was feidu machla. That's what the doctor said. For omer rabenu. Rav Moshe, Mistama, he's right. So Rabbi David said back, so he says that he has an idea. Maybe, in other words, let's do the bris later in the day, because anyway we're going to get the eighth day, because all he needed is a little oxygen and then he was fine. So only shaila is whether that was made him get a recholah. So Rabbi David said maybe we should wait samach l'shkia to do this bris, because maybe we should be mistopic that it wasn't mincholah. And then you need zayin meis leis. For Amar Rabbeinu is the eitzah tova. Ulamaisa kachasu. And he writes on the bottom what you said, Reb Telki. Hayna afilo al yizeh hefsidu malas zrizim. But okay, so what? In other words, even though in the end, okay, you lost out on the zrizim, but Reb David thought and Reb Moshe agreed that.
I was thinking more getting everything.
Well,
you're saying yes,
so
you get everything.
No, I didn't say you get everything. You're not going to get. You're never going to get that.
What is Zrizim?
Zrizim Makdim Mitzvah. The Shulz Yaakov says Chatzos.
Yeah, that's like a mitzvah.
Sure, I mean it's a.
It's a mitzvah.
That's Zrizim Makdim Mitzvah is a. It's not likuva.
If you do the mila later on in the day, you will still fulfill the mitzvah.
No, you're right, but you still didn't do zrizim magdim l'mitzvah. And this is a halacha. You're supposed to do zrizim. You're supposed to do it. That's a halacha. It's not likuva. If you can't do it, you can't do it. But it's still a halacha. My wife told me that a moil told her that today we do even but it's somewhat yellow, as long as they don't have to bring it back to the lights. In other words, sometimes it's very yellow. They bring it to the hospital, they put it on the lights, and that helps the. So this moil told my wife that as long as you don't have to bring it back to the lights, I mean, soon probably along the lines of Dr. Horowitz as well, that it's going down, and that would be okay.
I understand in the Rish Ben Gimel first Moshe.
Yeah.
He talked about a few anxiety and yamim lo machashim.
In other words, he's saying like this. That if the kid was yellow, definitely yellow, but not a yellow of Zion yamim, then he said you should still wait till he's totally. In other words, you don't say that maybe the totally bari is like the case that Rabik was dealing with, that it was a choli, and then he said, then you got to make sure. But he's saying a step beyond that. He's saying even if it didn't reach choli, but it was enough that you weren't going to do the bris. So
some yellows are like cholin, and some yellows are
right.
Do the bris.
Right, because some yellows, in other words, it depends which camp you're in, right? Whereas, they say if you're in the Rav Shlomo Zalman camp, so then, if there's going to be something very high, like his grandchild, what was it, 29. His grandchild is 29. So that was, Mustam, everyone would agree, that's a record breaker, you know, Guinness Book of World Records of Billy Rubin, you know. So that's a chola. Yeah. But Rav Shlomo Zalman says even something high, like 19 on the way down, he's saying that's not called chola. That's just what Blythe was talking about is the physiological. That's just because the child is developing, but it's not a chola. Maybe you could say
the meal.
What? In which case?
I'm still saying you're not going to do the meal.
Wait, if you're a Shlomo Zalman camp, then you're going to do the Mila. Rav Moshe, so the way it appears in the Masoros Moshe is, you know, I can only, you know.
Yeah, but based on what it says here.
Yeah, right.
It's like
right.
There's a certain amount that.
Right, even though. As
Mila,
I,
but he's not a foil.
Right. So that's right. Everyone agrees that category exists. Categories went to put. Even the Kol Kore had that category. Even the Kol Kari had that category, right? So they have their 10, what they have their above 10 and below 5, and they had their numbers.
I'm a Kogash, how is it possible that you get so many Rabbanim to agree on specific numbers when the Chazal did not say that?
Okay, I'm sure one person, you know how it is, one person wrote it.
I know exactly how it is. I would be surprised if it wasn't one of them, if it was one of none of them.
No, I'm not going to research Moshe. It's hard to imagine or not, but it just sort of really sounds like he didn't say anything.
It's hard to, right.
No, maybe they didn't ask him, maybe they asked someone else. Maybe he asked
this or Moshe. Yeah, it's hard to give a...
Clarify the words. Saying that it's
baby... Let me shut this off for a second.